4:17 now on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You may have a potent new weapon in the recruiting battle, but it might depend a little bit on how your agency did in the 2011 Best Places to Work in the Federal Government ratings. Tim McManus, the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, is here to tell you how to use that data to help yourself. Tim, the data is there in the Best Places to Work, but as I read what you wrote for AOL Government, it doesn't seem necessarily like it's obvious how folks can use that data to help them.
Yeah, I think sometimes it isn't obvious. I think the first thing to think about, Francis, with the Best Places to Rank survey data is you know, it's pretty clear in looking at the data that a lot of what drives employee satisfaction when somebody's inside your agency are some of the same factors that actually drive people to look at your agency as an employer of choice. So if you look at, you know, how your agency currently views or how your employees currently view their satisfaction with everything from pay and compensation to work life balance or their match to the mission of the agency, those are all things that are actually key drivers up front as well. So it's important to actually take a real look at that and see where your current employees line up and how you actually message that then to potential recruits.
The idea of packaging that message or packaging any message is something agencies have struggled with, though, for a long time, right?
Well, I think it's something that agencies have struggled with for a long time, and in part, you know, maybe even more so right now given situations as well. So as I wrote that column for AOL Government, you know, a lot of people both internally to the partnership, but even in the conversations with agency folks said, so Tim, to some extent, who cares if this actually helps our recruitment or not? Because frankly, we're constrained by budget, we're having hiring freezes, so on and so on. But you know what? At some point, those hiring freezes aren't going to be in place. At some point, you are actually going to have to hire folks. Whether it's in droves or, you know, onesies and twosies. And all of this actually really does matter. You know, I opened that column by saying that who really wants to work, whether it's in government or anywhere else, who wants to work for an organization with a bad reputation? Who wants to work where, you know, people aren't getting personal satisfaction out of the work that they're doing? I think it's a question that we ought to ask ourselves regularly, you know, and certainly those of us who manage people is, you know, is this a good place for you to work? Why or why not? Are you happy here? And it's not just about happy, but it's about their overall satisfaction. And the reason that all of that is really important, Francis, isn't simply that we want happy workers. It's that what research will indicate is that those employees who are actually satisfied are going to be more productive as well.
You make a point in here that I think gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. You write, federal employees may not have recruitment in their title or job description, but essentially everyone is a recruiter. What we say to our friends, family, neighbors, or others can influence decisions to look at an agency as a potential employer. I think that gets lost in the shuffle. I think people forget that sometimes.
Really gets lost in the shuffle. And I think, again, you know, big message for us, particularly around Thanksgiving as well. You know, we're all going to be meeting. We were talking before I came on the air. You know, we're going away. We're meeting family and friends for the holidays. You're going away. A lot of folks are going to be talking to folks. So, you know, the perception right now of government is generally not good by people outside of government. You know, it's federal employees, it's federal workers' opportunity to say, you know what, we're actually doing really good work. Here's the work that we're doing, and to portray the work that they're doing and the work that government is doing in a much more favorable light. That, in turn, I'm going to tell you, goes a really long way, because whether or not it's that person that you're talking to, the cousin or the friend, he or she may not be looking for a job, but somebody that they know may be looking for a job. And when they mention that to them, they're going to say, wow, you really need to talk to my friend so-and-so. They actually work in government, and they've got the coolest job there is.
The idea that somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, people scoff at that. And I think don't pay nearly enough attention to how powerful that personal endorsement can be at overcoming the perception that people get from, for example, the news media or from politicians or whatever.
Absolutely right, Francis. I think, you know, certainly the power of connections may not get you the job, but the power of connections and knowing people who do it, they're going to give you a true life, a real life picture. And that's frankly, Francis, why the power of the Best Places to Work ranking, why Best Places to Work is so powerful, because this is actually coming from inside government. Those who are sitting in the seats saying, this is what we're satisfied with. This is what we're less satisfied with. This is actually what drives us. This is, and for somebody who's looking for a job, they want to look at that and say, wow, what are the folks who are currently working there? What do they really think about working there? What do they really see as the perks? What do they see as the benefits? And those aren't simply the tangible benefits of, yes, we're getting paid well and our benefits package is great. They want to hear the broad story. And the great thing, again, about Best Places, you can look at it from so many different dimensions and say, what's the work-life balance there like? What's the top leadership like? Where, how do employees feel connected, or do they feel connected to the mission? And again, those same questions that we grapple with once somebody gets in to keep them motivated, keep them engaged, and keep them satisfied are really the drivers that really drive people of all ages who are actually looking for employment. And the bottom line, again, why this is really important in this time is that we don't simply want somebody who needs a job. We want actually somebody where this is the right fit, where this is they're the right person for the right job. And it's so much more important to actually advertise what's going to happen.
All right. I have a quick observation on the Best Places to Work data that I want to run by you.
Yeah.
As I looked, and this is just a cursory look at the numbers. This is not a scientific analysis that I've done or anything. But it looks to me like, as far as how agencies are doing at maintaining their place on the list, it looks to me like a bell curve. At the one end, you have a few agencies that do either a good job or a bad job of moving up or down. And then, and that's at one end and the other end of the curve, respectively. But in the middle, you have this mass of agencies that, good or bad, pretty much seem to maintain their positions in the list year after year after year after year after year. And at some point, I can't help but think, you know, if you've been in the lower third of the list for like the last 5 years, that should be a signal to somebody. And I wonder why some of these things don't, it seems like nobody picks up on them after a while.
Yeah, I think first, great observation. You know, the bell curve analogy or the bell curve graphic that you're drawing for everybody. I think, you know, clearly when things aren't going well, it's a really steep climb. And again, I think the message that the Best Places to Work rankings actually show, and I think certainly you see that with the FDIC. In the number one ranked agency overall, is that if you look at where they were a few years ago, you know, they were in the mid-20 range, and they jumped fairly dramatically. Why? Because they actually saw that there were things that they needed to do, and they realized that they weren't going to do this all overnight,
mm-hmm.
but they had to begin the process somewhere. And I think that's really the message to those agencies who are struggling a little bit with their employee satisfaction is, you may not be able to change and get up the entire mountain, but you've got to start somewhere. And those small baby steps actually do matter in actually creating some momentum and some change as you move forward.
You've got some good ideas in this piece on AOL government about how to use these ratings to your advantage for recruiting, Tim. Appreciate being on to talk about it. And happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you. You too.